Random House Audio presents The Gemini Contenders by Robert Ludlum. Read for you by Grover Gardner. Book 1. Prologue. December 9th, 1939. Salonika, Greece. One by one the trucks struggled up the steep road in the pre-dawn light of Salonika. Each went a bit faster at the top. The drivers were anxious to return to the darkness of the descending country road cut out of the surrounding forests. Yet each of the five drivers in the five trucks had to control his anxiety. None could allow his foot to slip from a brake or press an accelerator beyond a certain point. Eyes had to be squinted, sharpening the focus, alert for a sudden stop or an unexpected curve in the darkness. For it was darkness. No headlights were turned on. The column traveled with only the gray light of the Grecian night, low-flying clouds filtering the spill of the Grecian moon. The journey was an exercise in discipline, and discipline was not foreign to these drivers or to the riders beside the drivers. Each was a priest, a monk, from the Order of Xenope, the harshest monastic brotherhood under the control of the Patriarchate of Constantine. Blind obedience coexisted with self-reliance. They were disciplined to the instant of death. In the lead truck, the young bearded priest removed his cassock, under which were the clothes of a laborer, a heavy shirt and trousers of thick fabric. He rolled up the cassock and placed it in the well behind the high-backed seat, shoving it down between odd items of canvas and cloth. He spoke to the robed driver beside him.
"It's no more than a half mile now. The stretch of track parallels the road for about 300